From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado will be a part of a new pilot program to create a digital driver's license. Benson Berkland has more.
According to a Pew Research study, 86% of people aged 18 to 29 have a smartphone. The goal of the two-year project is to target millennials to meet the needs of a diverse group of drivers. Lynn Granger is with the Colorado Department of Revenue.
Anytime that we can, you know, embrace new technology and make things more convenient for our customers and easily accessible, we always aim to do that. So we're excited.
The Department of Revenue isn't sure whether the pilot project would apply to other IDs, such as driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. Idaho, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. are also participating in the project. The state's driver's license vendor won the federal grant from the National Institute of Standards and Technology. I'm Benta Berkland.
The Colorado Springs Health Foundation recently awarded over $118,000 total to four health initiatives in the Pikes Peak region, emphasizing collaboration. The Woodland Aquatic Park and Woodland Park is among the recipients. City Manager David Buttery says the facility will enable active living in the area year-round.
We're a lot colder here than in Denver or even Colorado Springs, and so our winter activities are limited. And so people were hoping for having activities that could be conducted indoors.
Buttery says the project involves collaboration with the school district and senior centers. The grant was part of the second ever funding cycle for the Colorado Springs Health Foundation, which was established in 2012. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.